Jack Warris gets it in the corner. Early three, no good. Rebound, Jerry Getzinger. Kick outside to Hudson Hodgins. He'll try a three. No good. Rebound, Jacob Ryan. Jacob Ryan gets it to Getzinger. Getzinger fights in the lane. Has it blocked. Rebound goes to Jack Juarez. Tyler Eady. Tyler Eady will drive in. Go up at the rim. Got it with the foul.
You're glad when you, I mean, I know it's tough. I mean, you got two big guys down low, though. This is the first time we've really seen a team go against Ogemaw where they actually have big guys to play against, but first possession right there for Ogemaw, and you get three of them. And look at that, you can complete the old-fashioned three-point play with Tyler Eady, and he does. Free throw's good.
3-0, Ogemaw Heights early on. Inbound here to Hunter Williams, and he will bring it up the court for Gladwin. Crosses over, guarded by Hudson, or Jack Juarez. He'll get this one to Sackett. Sackett outside to Williams. And now this will go across and back inside to Shea. Shea with an easy bucket, and Ethan Shea gets around the defense, and it is 3-2.
It's
Tyler Reedy.
It's tough to turn the corner and beat the baseline on Jacob Ryan, but Shea just did just that right there on that last possession.
Jacob Ryan, pump fake, mid-range jumper is no good. Gets his own rebound. He gets it to Getzinger, finishes. Good pass inside. Post-to-post passing, and it's 5-2, Ogemaw Heights. Williams will bring it up for Gladwin. Crossover between his legs there, and gets the screen from Shea. Hands it off to Shea. Shea, a mid-range jumper, is a little short. Rebound here goes to Ryan, who will get it to Eady. Eady into the lane, loses it a little bit, and it's picked up by Wilson Bragg. Wilson Bragg will get it up top to Cal Woodbury. Woodbury for three, no good. Rebound to Bragg. Bragg on the right side, back up top Woodbury. Woodbury to Williams, inside to Sackett. Sackett, a hook is way off, and it'll be rebounded by Hudson Hodgins. Hudson Hodgins up top to Ryan. Ryan pump fakes the three and hands it off to Eady. Back inside to Ryan. Ryan goes to his right shoulder and no good. Rebound Getzinger. Put up and he will go to the line to shoot two. I mean, you have the size and you're getting just absolutely destroyed in the offensive glass. I mean, was that five offensive rebounds already for Ogemaw Heights?
Yeah, seems about right. Ryan's got three so far. Getzinger two. I think Ryan, one of Ryan's have been over there. So at least two for each big guy on the offensive board. And
Getzinger misses the first one. 5:51 to play in our first quarter.
That's tough, especially with Gladwell. I mean, they have, like you said, they have two guys that easily match up. I mean, the size and appearance are both the same, and with the two guys down low, so it should be even here as Getzinger gets the second free throw. Should be even in terms of rebounding, but Ogemaw playing stronger.
6-2. Ogemaw Heights over the top of Gladwin. Williams gets it up top to Woodbury. Woodbury to Bragg. Bragg inside. That goes to Sackett. Sackett gets double-teamed but gets the shot up. Rebound Getzinger. And it's brought up by Jack Juarez. Juarez left side. Hudson Hodgins. Now Ryan. Ryan dumps it inside to Getzinger. Getzinger goes right shoulder. Throws it up. No good. Rebound Getzinger. Kick outside Eady. Eady for three. No good. And rebound here goes to Shea. So now Williams will bring it up for Gladwin. Crossover, gets into the lane. Now he'll pull it back out. Juarez does a good job of stopping him, and Williams just lost the basketball, and it'll go back to Ogemaw Heights.
Yeah, it's not the first time that he's bobbled the ball, too, when he's trying that dribble or that crossover between the legs. He bobbled it a couple of times, able to retain possession, but that right there just dribbled through the legs, and his other hand wasn't there. Dribbled it right out of bounds.
Juarez has it up top for Ogemaw Heights. Eady now right side, now Getzinger. Getzinger gets it outside Hudson Hodgins. Now back to Eady, will set it up. 4:45 to play in our first quarter. Ogemaw Heights, an early spurt here, 6-2. Juarez pump fakes in the lane, hand down to Ryan. Great pass, Ryan, an easy bucket.
Juarez with a pump fake. He was able to get two defenders up off the court. And with that pump fake, able to, like you said, that sweep around pass to find Jacob Ryan there in the lane. If you're able to get a couple defenders up and find Ryan down low, that bucket's going to be open.
8-2, Ogemaw Heights. It's a 6-0 run. Bragg for three, no good. Rebound goes to Juarez. And Jack Juarez into the lane, goes up and can't finish. Rebound here to Sackett. Sackett full court pass, tries to get it to Woodbury, overthrows him, and it's a turnover here and a timeout for Gladwin. 4:08 to play in our first quarter. It's Ogemaw Heights 8, Gladwin 2 on your power station for sport. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you by Christy Newbecker of State Farm in Rose City, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch, and Save More Super Drugs of Talbot City. Jacob Ryan, spin move in the lane, goes up, got it with the foul. Good spin move in the lane, goes off the glass, and it's 10-2, and a chance to make it 11-2 for Jacob Ryan.
Probably one of the most athletic big men that we've seen all season there, Jacob Ryan. And right there, he shows it, able to keep his composure with the spin move and kind of elude his defender and create an and-one opportunity for himself.
Ryan's free throw is no good, and they're going to get a foul here on, it's either Ryan or Getzinger. It'd be on Ryan, and so it'll go back to Gladwin now. First team foul on Ogemaw Heights. New man in for Gladwin is 34, Devin Peters. He'll check in for Sackett.
Just confirming the foul. There it is.
Yeah, he put up 5.
Oh.
He had his number 5 up, and they didn't think Trevor Brown fouled from the bench. Williams gets left side. He gets into the lane. He'll kick it outside, and that's Bragg, and he'll get it back to Williams. Williams has it left side, gets into the lane, kicks it right side now. And again, a full court pass, cross court pass. This goes inside, and Shea picks up the bucket. Ethan Shea is all 4 points for Gladwin. 10-4 now. Hudson Hodgins starts the swing around. Jacob Ryan gets it, drives inside, and you said athletic big man. How about that? Easily it to the rim for Jacob Ryan. And another bucket gives him 6 points already on the night, 12-4 Ogemaw Heights.
For Shea, I mean, he was guarding Getzinger on the low block. You just have to forget about Getzinger at that point when Jacob Ryan drives, sag off of him and trying to attempt that shot. He was a little bit weak there on the weak block.
Ogemaw Heights getting aggressive on defense now, trying to get a turnover. They got one. And it goes back to Ogemaw Heights. You'll see this every now and then out of them, where they'll just kind of be playing, and then they'll get a bucket and turn it on.
Yep.
And really try and force some ball pressure. Ryan, pull up three, knock it down. How about Jacob Ryan? 9 points already in this game, and it's 15-4. Just a pull-up three from the 6'5 center. Great pass inside by Williams, and unable to finish is number 34, Devin Peters. But a foul is picked up as Peters got his own rebound, and Ryan will pick up his second foul. He's so hot, you can't take him out. He scored the last 9 points for Ogemaw Heights.
Yeah,
you could not pull him. Bragg will have it up top for Gladwin. He'll get a screen from Shea, and he's trapped in the corner. Gets it out to Shea. Shea up top. Now he'll get it to Woodbury. Back outside Bragg for three. A little bit long. Rebound, Jack Juarez. How about that? The smallest guy in the court going up with the big boys, pulling down a board. Hudson Hodgins is blocked by Bragg. Rebound, Ethan Shea. And Gladwin's got a chance to cut into the lead a little bit, down by 11 early on. Williams traveled before he got the pass off, and it'll go back to Gladwin as Ryan will check out. Trevor Brown will check in for him. And a switch here for Gladwin. As checking in for them is Cole Rodabaugh. As Bragg checks out. Or sorry, Woodbury checks out. So now right side, that's Edie. Edie inside to Getzinger. Getzinger outside to Brown, who will get it back outside. They'll try and set something up. 15-4, Ogemaw Heights is inside to Brown. Back to Juarez for three. Blocked by Bragg. Gets the rebound. And had it poked away by Brown. Ball rolls out. And let's see. They're going to call it off Ogemaw Heights, I think, here. They seem to be jogging back. I think this will stay with Gladwin. And
yes, it will.
you and I were both pointing the other way. We were thinking that that was off Ogemaw Heights.
Yeah, yeah. Or I thought that was off of Bragg, actually, going to Ogemaw Heights.
Yes. Left side, Williams gets a screen from Shea. Back to Shea, mid-range jumper, and got it. Ethan Shea has six, all six for Gladwin. Juarez inside to Getzinger. Getzinger gets it to Edie. Edie stops, and he walked with it, kind of dragged that foot. 1:23 to play in the first quarter. It's 15-6, Ogemaw Heights. This game is brought to you in part by the DeBold Agency of West Branch. West Branch and Rose City Automotive, Miller Feet of Prescott, Mercantile Bank, your local McDonald's and West Branch Collision. Williams has it up top for Gladwin. Double team by Getzinger and Juarez, and he throws it away. Edie to the rim, and he got it up and around Shea, but he missed it. Rebound here by Rodebaugh. Rodebaugh down the court, right to the rim, and got it. Coast to coast for Cole Rodebaugh. That makes it 15-8. Lead down to 7 is now we're under a minute to play in our first quarter. The nice little push here, 4-0 run for Gladwin. Kicks it outside Edie. Edie into the lane, mid-range jumper. It's a little bit short. And a rebound here by Rodebaugh. And Rodebaugh, the ball knocked away by Hudson Hodgins. 37.8, you hold for the last shot. Are you trying to get as many points as you can here?
You know, I mean, especially I feel like Ogemaw is stalling a little bit on offense. I'm trying to get a quick shot here and see if he can turn into a couple buckets before the end of the quarter.
Williams will drive and kick outside for Bragg. They're thinking the same thing. Bragg for three, knock it down. How about this for Gladwin? 15-11 now. Edie into the lane. He'll go up. Got it with the foul.
Good response there from Tyler Edie. He understood that, you know, the offense was stalling a little bit, like I mentioned, and just said, forget it. I'm going to put my head down and create something myself. And no chance at a three-point play here for Ogemaw.
That foul goes on Rodebaugh. Edie at the line to shoot one more. And he got it. Second three-point play already for Tyler Edie. 18-11, Ogemaw Heights. Williams will bring it up. Screen from Shea. Work that pick-and-pop play. This time doesn't work. Williams off the rim trying to make a pass. 3 seconds left. Juarez turns it over. Now it's Williams. He throws it up at the buzzer and no good. So at the end of one, it's Ogemaw Heights 18, Gladwin 11 on your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you by the Walker Insurance Agency of West Branch and Engrais, the Sterling Health Center, and North Central Area Credit Union. Gladwin will start with the basketball down by 7, 18-11, Ogemaw Heights here in our second quarter, as it'll be Williams out to Shea. Shea pump fake, now back up top, Rodebaugh for three, and a little bit long. High off the glass, and rebound goes to, that's number 34 for that's Devin Peters for Gladwin. Shot up, it's blocked, rebound Jerry Getzinger. And Edie goes to the line. He misses the layup, gets his own rebound, goes up, misses it again. Ball popped out, and it's going to be Gladwin who comes away with it. And Bragg throws it away, and it's grabbed by Jack Juarez. And Juarez will slowly get it up the floor. 18-11, Ogemaw Heights. Ryan has it, spin move in the lane. Little jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound here by Williams. He'll go left side, Bragg. He'll try a three. It's online and knock it down. Wilson Bragg brings Gladwin within four, 18-14. And now a run here by the Flying G's.
Great job with Williams finding him early in that transition. And really finding him early was what created that step in. And he was able to find that step in shot. Here's Getzinger. Gets a bucket there in the lane.
20-14, Ogemaw Heights. 5 points now for Jerry Getzinger. Williams has it left side, gets a screen from Shea, throws it over the head of Peters, and it'll go to Ogemaw Heights.
That'll be Gladwin's fifth turnover of the game, comparison to the one that I have for Ogemaw so far.
Woodbury checks back in. He comes in for Bragg. As now it's Jack Juarez bringing it up. Now it's Jacob Ryan up top. Ryan will get into the lane. He'll stop at the free throw line, kick it out to Brown. Brown will drive in, go up, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Woodbury coming off the bench, picking up a foul real quick.
Fifth team foul on Gladwin, so they only have one more to give. Brown's first free throw is good. That puts him in the scoring column. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC. Brought to you by Culligan Water of West Branch, Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, and the Fall Inn of Rose City.
Second free throw by Brown is good as well.
See, and that makes it 22-14.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Gladwin, I understand, like, yeah, it's a six-point lead or six-point deficit. You're by far nowhere close to being out of this game. But, I mean, if you want to stay in it, I'm staying away from the free throw line if I'm Gladwin, you know, or staying away from putting Ogama on the free throw line, excuse me. The
they
games that we've seen,
Ogama,
Ogama is very, very effective, or very efficient on the free throw line.
Shea has it way outside. He'll just work into the lane on Getzinger, and he'll go up with the shot. And I can't believe he got that to go,
but he did.
Great shot by Ethan Shea. Kind of a turnaround jumper over the top of both big men. It's 22-16.
He's got a big smile on his face, too. He knows it. That was a great move, a great finish. Here's Getzinger finishes again. Shea gets a bucket in the lane.
Great pass by Ryan.
Exactly. Great find by Ryan. We saw that the whole time in the first quarter, that block-to-block pass. They're very, very quick with it, and it has pace, and it's very, really on target, and that's what creates those opportunities there for Shea.
Left-handed shot by Peters is off, gets his own rebound, and finishes it.
Or opportunities for Getzinger, I'm sorry.
24-18, Edie has it, dump inside Getzinger. Getzinger, a mid-range shot, no good. Rebound by Shea. 24-18, our score. Gladwin down six with the basketball. Kick outside Shea. He likes that mid-range jumper, and that's why. 10 points already for Ethan Shea. If he takes one more step out, it's a three-pointer. But instead, he just keeps on the inside. Timeout Ogama Heights. We'll take one with him. It's Ogama Heights by four on your power station for sports. Mm-hmm. 24-20, Ogama Heights over the top of Gladwin. But a run here by Gladwin has narrowed down the lead. As Ogama Heights been up by as much as 14, and they've cut it to four. Ryan into the lane, and he tried to get it to Getzinger. And I think that was a bit of indecisiveness. He's done so well at just going up and finishing, but also really well at passing the ball off. And, well, that time he ends up turning it over as not a great pass.
Yep, decisiveness from Ryan kind of threw Getzinger off as well. I'm not sure if Getzinger was expecting that pass coming down there with how effective Ryan's been on the drive. That's a Sackett with the little turnaround jumper, little five-foot jumper he gets. Here's Ogama takes over to Ryan, over to Brown, driving the baseline, gets a quick bucket, drives right past number 22, Bragg.
Good job, quick drive.
Moment he caught, just turns the shoulder and drove right down the baseline, able to get the easy bucket.
Shea into the lane, got the foul on Ryan. Ryan's got three fouls already, and it'll send Shea to the line.
Yeah, Shea's been playing an impressive first half, very impressive first half. Only had three boards, but, I mean, can't really get many rebounds if you keep making your shots, and that's what he's been doing here.
That's 10
game.
Points. First free throw by Shea is good. Gives him 11 now. Ryan will check out. Hudson Hodgins will check in. Woodbury will check out again for Gladwin. Checking in for him is Lucas Meade.
A little bit of a smaller lineup. It's weird to say that with Getzinger in there, but for Ogama, a little bit of a smaller lineup.
And Shea's free throw didn't hit the rim. It missed left. And so it's a shot violation, and it'll give the ball to Ogama Heights. Juarez will bring it up. He's got to play big today with no Merrick Hodgins. And it's 26-23, Ogama Heights. Inside Getzinger, goes over the right shoulder, and Jerry Getzinger is playing fantastic early on down low. That is 9 points now for Getzinger, and that makes it 28-23, Ogama Heights. Long pass here is knocked out of bounds by Brown, and it'll stay with Gladwin.
Great job with Brown of knocking that out of bounds and not committing a foul. That's one you really see a lot of high school kids commit a foul on that. You're trying to reach for the ball, but you get a lot of the body, but he was able to reach through the arms and knock the ball out of bounds and just set up your defense there.
Lucas Meade gets it to Bragg. Bragg just goes to the rim. No good. And rebound comes out to Logan Kokotovich, and Kokotovich double dribbled, and it'll go back to Gladwin or to Ogama Heights. 28-23 is score, 3:15 remaining in our second quarter. Right side, it is Hudson Hodgins inside to Juarez. Juarez falling out of bounds, just got rid of it, but goes to right to Ethan Shea. And it'll be Gladwin basketball down by five.
In that last cut, Juarez kind of hesitated there once he got to the side of the lane. If he continues running, doesn't hesitate, that ball meets him real quick. But kind of hesitated a little bit and had jumped for the ball once he realized it was coming his way. From that point, lost his footing, lost control, and turned the ball over.
Williams checks in for Kokotovich, and he'll get the basketball. He'll drive right side. And this will be handoff to Bragg for three. Missed everything. Rebound by Brown. Juarez will get it. Goes left side to Hudson Hodgins. He'll drive the baseline. Go up and blocked by Sackett. As this will be rebounded and sent off to Williams. Williams thought about the mid-range jumper, but instead gives it to Shea, who's well short. And a rebound by Brown. Edie, he'll bring it up court. Goes behind the back and into the lane, and he's got nowhere to go, so he just throws it at the rim. Rebound by Shea. As now it is Williams bringing it up. He gets a screen from Shea. Back to Shea. And inside the second, he comes in and finishes. And it's 28-25. Trevor Brown down the lane. Goes up and good. Williams has it now for Gladwin. Goes cross-court to Meade. Back to Sackett. He's going to step back for a three. No good. Rebound Getzinger. Full court. He gets it out in front to Edie. Edie ahead of everybody in an easy layup. Tyler Edie so good at that, at leaking out and finding the lane. 32-25 Ogama Heights.
Yeah, he's keeping his eye down in the paint. Once he realizes one of his players has the rebound, he's turning his head. He's putting his head down, racing for the basket. Great find by Getzinger as well.
Sackett inside, goes up, and he is fouled by Getzinger. That'll send Sackett to the line. I think that's Getzinger's only his first. Only the fourth team foul as well. So no foul trouble by Jerry Getzinger so far.
That's good with Ryan having three. I wouldn't be surprised if he sat out the rest of this minute 24.
First one long there by Sackett. And they're going to bring Shea out for the last minute and a half. And they're going to bring in Devin Peters. Try and get their big man a break here. As now Sackett at the line to shoot one more. And he got it. So 32-26, a minute and a half to play in the second quarter. Juarez right side to Hodgins. Hodgins into the lane and an easy layup. Hudson Hodgins gets on the scoring board as 34-26 now.
That was created because when Juarez came up, nobody picked up the ball. So that meant Williams had to come off his man, which was Hodgins. Once he came off his man, Hodgins became free. He was able to get the ball quickly and drive down the baseline to beat him.
Williams gets a shot, misses it, gets his own rebound, hands it off to Sackett for a bucket. 34-28. Edie up top. Now Hodgins. Just kind of moving the ball around the top, maybe taking their time. Yeah, they may just end the half right here.
Yep.
I would not, you know, you mentioned you wouldn't be surprised if Ryan sits out the rest of, you know, obviously he's going to sit out the rest of the half now, but I wouldn't be surprised if he maybe doesn't start the second half as well. Do you wait now that you've kind of spread yourself out a little? You're up by six now, and if they get a bucket here with Edie drives, now he'll pull it back out. He thought about finishing off the half there with a bucket, but now with 10 seconds, he's going to have to go. He goes right side, kicks it out Juarez. Juarez pump fake, shoots a three, no good, and it hit the top, so it'll be out of bounds. Gladwin's got 2.5 to try and make something happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised with that either. I mean, at this point, I'd come out of halftime, start with your small lineup with only Getzinger in, and see how Gladwin reacts and adjusts to you, and And let's hope your small lineup really takes advantage.
I think he got that shot off, and it just hits off the rim. So at the end of the first half, it is Ogama Heights 34, Gladwin 26 on your power station for sports. Ogama Heights starts with the basketball. It's Edie, and he gets it to Hudson Hodgins, and Hudson Hodgins knocks in a little mid-range bucket, and a quick 2-0 start here for the Ogama Heights Falcons. 36-28 our score. As Gladwin gets across the timeline, and now left side to Bragg for three. Knock it down, and that's Bragg's third three of the game. And that makes it 36-31. On our sister station, Hits FM, Roger City and Alcona tied at 40 coming down to the final seconds. Jack Juarez for three, no good. Jerry Getzinger, an offensive rebound, gets it to Juarez again. Back to Getzinger, power dribble, power finish.
That's something we didn't really see much of Getzinger there in the during the season. Usually he's a catch and shooter, you know, catch and throw up kind of guy, or a guy who's able to put back his rebounds. But putting the ball down, it's usually not much here as Bragg hits a three. That's his second of this half so far.
Edie into the lane. He throws up a shot. No good. Ethan Shea with the rebound, and he'll get it back out to Williams. So, through that little spurt of offense, it's 38-33. Still a five-point deficit for Gladwin. Williams into the lane. Kick outside Woodbury. Woodbury drives the lane, goes up, and little short on the layup. Rebound to Jacob Ryan. Ryan to Edie. Edie will hand this one off to Getzinger. Getzinger back to Edie for three. A little bit long. Rebound goes to Ethan Shea. And this will go right side Bragg. He'll stop and pop a three, and he's fouled by Hudson Hodgins, who does not like that call.
Yeah, I know. Usually the easiest blocks, too, are the ones where he's coming from the side. I'm Brown didn't even think Bragg saw him coming. He was able to pull up, and, yeah, that's a tough one for Hodgins to take.
His first, and Bragg go to the line to shoot three. First one here is good. So that gives Wilson Bragg 13 points. This game is brought to you in part by Rose City RV of Rose City, H&R Block of West Branch, Benjamin Realty of West Branch, or Benjamin Realty of Rose City and Hodgins Asphalt of West Branch. Second free throw, no good. Student section has a very interesting way of trying to
I'm looking down. I'm not the students, or is that a family? I guess you got a few students down there.
Yes. Third free throw is off as well. Rebound Sackett goes up and finishes the layup. Sackett's got his fourth bucket of the game, and it's within two now for Gladwin, 38-36. Juarez travels with it, and it'll be no shot, and Gladwin's got a chance to tie this one up or take the lead if Bragg can get open. Williams has it. True point guard. He does not try to score.
No, he doesn't.
Outside Sackett. He'll try the three. Knock it down. Gladwin with the lead. 39-38. Up top to Jacob Ryan. Ryan tries to get it to Juarez. It's taken by Bragg. Bragg gets the steal. Gets to Williams inside to Sackett, and Getzinger is going to foul him. And Sackett goes to the line to shoot two.
Ogama's got to slow it down. They got to slow it down. I mean, that find from Ryan, or that pass from Ryan, it really wasn't a bad pass. You just have to have a little bit more pace on it. That was just a good interpretation from, I believe it was Bragg who had the steal. Here's Sackett attempts and misses the first free throw.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was just more of like a corner playing in coverage. Like you're playing in zone. He just kind of kept an eye on Ryan because he knew he was looking his way and just waited for him to make that move before he jumped into the passing lane. Here is Sackett hits the second free throw.
Gets to Hudson Hodgins, who just drives the lane, and an easy bucket for Hudson Hodgins. And we're tied at 40. Very different games. We're tied at 40s beginning in the third quarter. Our sister station was tied at 40 at the end. Now it is Williams. He loses it. Edie into the lane, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two as Bragg picks up the foul.
Good job by Edie, knowing that Bragg was right there on his back. I mean, not really a bad foul from Bragg. You understand that, you know, it's, you know, he's going through, getting easy bucket. You got, you know, send to the line to earn him, as that's only Bragg's first foul of the game. But great job from Edie, feeling him on his back as Edie hits the first free throw. Feeling him on his back, knowing he's there, trying to put it up to kind of protect the ball from himself, but Bragg running through him, commits the foul and sends him to the line.
Second free throw by Edie is good. Makes it 42-40, Ogemaw Heights. Williams will bring it up. Screen here by Bragg. Dump inside to Shea. Shea's been really good so far. Out to Williams. Williams pump fakes. Now he'll go right side, drive the lane, kick it outside. Woodbury for three. Knock it down. Cal Woodbury into the scoring column. He's got three. And it's 43-42. Gladwin.
Do you have a bucket for Williams yet in this game on your score sheet?
No, there are none. He has not shot the basketball.
But he probably has to have about five or six assists so far, and that right there was one of them. Here's Getzinger, gets a bucket in the lane. Quick turnaround against Shea. That's been a fun, fun matchup to watch.
Yeah, where is this Ben? Getzinger showing off a lot here. As Williams gets it, he drives into the lane, kicks it outside to Woodbury. Woodbury looking for somewhere to go. Back to Williams. Williams drives. Gets it to Shea. Shea pump fakes into the lane. Little floater. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up and finishes. 45-44. Gladwin over the top of Ogemaw Heights. Juarez left side. Edie. Inside to Ryan. Ryan fakes the pass. Tries to get it to Getzinger. Nothing there. They actually saw this one coming. Williams to Bragg. Bragg a layup. And Gladwin up by three.
The touch from Bragg, knowing he's going out of bounds, and it's not so much bringing the ball in. It was just a quick catch and tap up to get that bucket in before he falls underneath the basket.
Timeout, Ogemaw Heights. It's 47-44. Gladwin, 3.5 to play in the third on your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you by West Branch Veterinary Services, Roy Simon and Son Well Drilling, Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch, Richardson Chevrolet of Gladwin, and Countryside Appliance of West Branch. Hudson Hodgins has it, gets it to Jack Juarez. Ogemaw Heights down three, inside to Getzinger. He's played great. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound is a tie-up between Shea and Ryan. And the arrow will send it to Gladwin. This is where usually when Ogemaw Heights might get into a funk, Merrick Hodgins would just hit some crazy three and get the momentum turned back around. And he's, you know, not in the game today, and it's showing a little bit.
Oh, it definitely is. This is, like I said, this is where you look for your star. And this is where you have to find another point guard. Here is Sackett. Finds an easy shot, but comes up short. Rebound, Jacob Ryan. But, yeah, you got to, for Ogemaw, you're just looking for you're looking for someone to find that spark. I'm looking for Edie. He's the ball carrier right now. Drops it down to Ryan.
Outside to Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins mid-range, no good. And this one is on the ground, rebounded by Shea and Hodgins. They're going to get the tie-up, but it'll stay with Ogemaw Heights. 2:45 to play in the third. Last we saw, it was 50-48. Alcona over Rogers City with 55 seconds left. It's on her sister station, Hits FM, and online at hitsfm.net. It's March Madness, people. You got to have two radios playing at one time.
Yep.
That's what you have to do. Cleaning up some sweat on the ground as we're going to wipe that up before we get going again here. Brown will inbound for Ogemaw Heights underneath the basket. I think we're ready to go now. There we go. All three officials come and look at it, and then we're good to go. Brown looking for somewhere to go with the basketball. Gets it outside to Ryan, who's in the right side corner. Now he'll get it to Edie up top on the right wing. He drives into the lane, goes up, and a good job by Tyler Edie to finish. As he picks up another bucket, give him 14 on the night. And it's Ogemaw Heights now within one, 47-46. Gladwin to Shea. Shea outside, now back to Williams. Inside to Sackett. Sackett at the rim and got around Ryan. Ryan has to play soft. He's got three fouls. And Sackett finishes around him. And it's back up by three. Getzinger inside. Cross court pass to Ryan. And Ryan wasn't looking. Hit him right in the face. And it goes out of bounds. Back to Gladwin.
That didn't look pretty.
Ryan looked like he ran into it. I think that was intended for Edie in the right corner, yep. But
yeah, like you mentioned, Ryan trying to make that drive down the right side of the lane, and yeah, like you said, I think he just kind of unintentionally intercepted that pass with his body.
Keeping an eye on the Alcona-Roger City game, tied at 50 with 25 seconds left. Roger City with the basketball, and how about Williams, a shot here? We don't see that very often, and it's off. Rebound by Brown. Under 2 minutes to play in the third. Inside to Ryan. Ryan pump fake. Up. Can't finish. But they're going to say goaltending as Sackett kind of touched the rim with the ball on it. So 49-48. Ryan will get credit for the bucket.
I completely agree with that one. No, that was close. But, yeah, I completely agree. I mean, shoot, I even think the ball came off the backboard first before he even made contact with it.
Roger City at three at the buzzer puts them over the top of Alcona. And they'll move on in the Johannesburg-Lewiston district. Thanks to Kevin Allen sending us those texts back from the radio station. Appreciate it. Williams into the lane. Outside. Bragg for three. No good. And rebound. Well, Bragg. And he tries to throw it from underneath. Nobody there. And it goes back to Ogama Heights. Ogama Heights a chance to take the lead back. 49-48 the score. 1:25 and counting to play in the third. Juarez into the lane. Outside to Brown. Brown will get it up top to Edie. Edie back to Juarez. Juarez inside to Ryan. Now Getzinger. Getzinger in the lane. No good. Tipped out to Edie for three. Knock it down. Tyler Edie. It's his first three of the contest, and it's Ogama Heights up 51-49. Williams keeps the ball on his hip. Inside to Sackett. Sackett spin move. Turnaround jumper. No good. Ball tipped out, and it's going to be grabbed by Bragg. Under a minute now in the third. Gets it to Williams on the right wing. Inside to Shea at the elbow. Back out to Bragg. Inside to Sackett, who curls the shoulder. Goes up around Getzinger and finishes. Derek Sackett having a great second half, and we're tied at 51.
Good job for one. Sackett showing where to throw it, and Bragg connecting. Sackett reached out his arm. He's got a long wingspan, but reached out his arm really, really wide. He had Ryan on his left shoulder, reached out with his right, and had a lot of room. But good connection to see that pass out there, out of reach of Ryan, able to turn around and get that quick pass or get that quick shot.
Edie gets it to Jack Juarez. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. He'll go away from the screen by Getzinger. Now he'll cross over, get back into the middle, throw it up, and he'll get fouled and go to the line. Just got a text from the announcer on our sister station. It's FM Ryan Fritz. J.D. Ellenberger banked in a 25-footer at the buzzer. So well behind the buzzer, behind the line, and he banks in a 25-footer to move Roger City on.
Yeah, that's a way to move on, but that's a tough way to end your season if you're Alcona. Here is Edie misses the first free throw.
2.9 seconds remaining in our third quarter. We're tied at 51. Tyler Edie trying to put Ogama Heights up by one, and he will. His fifth free throw of the contest. Bragg will inbound to Sackett. Sackett runs baseline and doesn't get the shot off. And so at the end of three, Ogama Heights reclaims the lead. 52-51 on your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you by Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, Willard's Equipment of West Branch, JT Nails of West Branch, Pointer Hill Saturday of West Branch, and CA Haynes Realty of West Branch and Hale. Gladwin will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They're down by one, 52-51. As we're live from Clare here in the Division II districts. Quarterfinal.
So this is going to be the big question. I mean, Ogama sitting here with a one-point lead, but over four win Gladwin. How are they going to respond and react to this and try and turn this game into their favor and really take over?
Yeah, Gladwin only four wins on the season. I believe Ogama Heights had like 15. Sackett, a mid-range jumper, a little bit long. Rebound goes to Tyler Edie. Edie will run the floor into the lane for Edie. He goes up at the rim and got the friendly roll. Tyler Edie back into the scoring column. That gives him... let's see here. That's a 6 2s and a 3. So there's 12, 15, 20 points for Edie now. Sackett outside. He'll shoot the 3. A little bit long. Rebound goes to Edie. And Getzinger is ahead of everybody, and it's an easy layup for Jerry Getzinger. And a timeout, Gladwin will take one with them. It's Ogama Heights by 5 on your power station for sports. A quick run here by Ogama Heights has them up by 5, 56-51. Williams has it for Gladwin. Outside to Woodbury. Woodbury to Bragg. This pace kind of picking up a little bit. I think Ogama Heights feeling it on defense. Woodbury left side.
Great defense.
And a foul. And that'll be on Ryan. Ryan is going to get caught with the hook on Shea.
See, that's very difficult. You see that with big men all the time with the hook. But a lot of times it's tough to tell who's hooking who. I mean, if one arm's tucked tight, the other one's going to be tucked tight as well. And that'll be Ryan's fourth as he takes a seat. But that's always difficult.
I do think they got that one right. Yeah. But so that'll bring Hudson Hodgins in inside to Sackett. Sackett, right hook, no good. Rebound Hudson Hodgins. Juarez, left side. He'll get it up top to Edie. Edie will dump it to Getzinger and cut. Getzinger in the lane, and he gets a jump ball. As they're going to say, Shea and Getzinger had dual possession, so it will stay with Ogama Heights.
I mean, it was either going to be that or a travel on Getzinger. Either one. That was a good thing for Ogama. They get to keep the ball here on their end of the court.
Hodgins into Edie. Pump fake. Mid-range. No good. Rebound. Getzinger. Getzinger throws it up, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
You said it earlier, man. Where has Getzinger been all season long? I mean, I've not been the friendliest guy to him on the radio. But, I mean, yeah, he's definitely showed up tonight, especially, too, with Ryan being in foul trouble. He's going to have to step up here for the rest of this, next two or three minutes until Ryan can step back onto the court.
First free throw off, 15 points so far for Getzinger.
I've got 7 boards for him as well.
He has played fantastic. A lot of those on the offensive glass. Second one, a little bit long as well, but rebound by Hudson Hodgins. No one guards him. He just shoots it. And a little mid-range jumper for Hudson Hodgins puts Ogama Heights back up by 7. Gladwin's going to have to stop this run and stop it now. Sackett has it inside to Shea, and that's how you stop a run. And we have a timeout. Gladwin will take one with them. 6:07 remain in our fourth quarter. It's 58-53 Ogama Heights on your power station for sports. .58-53 Ogama Heights over top of Gladwin. 6:07 remaining in our fourth quarter. Brad Allen and Andy Beebe here with you as we are live from Clare, the Division II districts in boys basketball. Full court pressure here. I wouldn't call it a press. Full court pressure here by Gladwin as Ogama Heights easily gets by it. As Hudson Hodgins is in the right corner, he's going to hand this one off to Trevor Brown. Jerry Getzinger begging for the basketball down low, but doesn't get it. Jack Juarez now with it up top. Ogama Heights up by 5. Edie will drive left side. Lane opens up for him, and he finishes. Tyler Edie knocks home his 7th field goal, the 8th field goal of the night. When it's 60-53.
You said opened up. That's an understatement. That lane just opened up like incredibly. It was a good box out from Getzinger there on the corner. Here is Shea with a quick bucket over Getzinger. But there on that last drive from I believe Shea had his back to the ball and Getzinger was calling for it, but he didn't see E take that turn and cut, and that left a wide open layup for him.
60-55 Ogama Heights. Getzinger with it at the free throw line. He'll get it out to Hudson Hodgins, the star freshman. As now it'll be Tyler Edie. Tyler Edie drives the lane, goes left side, blocked by Sackett. And they'll hand this one off to Williams. 5-on-4. They got to push this basketball. And Williams into the lane, tries to shoot it. Blocked by Juarez. They're going to say Juarez was out of bounds, and so it'll stay with Gladwin. Rodabaugh checks in for Woodbury. .60-55 our score. Shea will inbound. He'll go to Williams on the right side. And out to Bragg for 3. Knock it down. That's Wilson Bragg's 5th three-pointer of the contest. and it's 60-58. Right side, Edie. Edie inside to Getzinger. Getzinger, left hook, goes up, and he's fouled by Shane. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Great job feeding Getzinger before the defense can adjust to him. A lot of times they were trying to feed him there in the earlier possessions, but you had Sackett down there, you had Bragg down there, just to kind of help in the secondary defense. But that was a good job early in that possession. Get it to him quick and let him create something.
Getzinger's first free throw is off. 60-58, our score, Ogama Heights. Getzinger ready for his second free throw. And he makes that one. And no, a lane violation on Ogama Heights. The bucket not good. And it will stay 60-58.
I think that was on Getzinger as well. I think he was leaning a little bit when he shot. I saw him lean forward pretty quick. I think he stepped over the line.
Rodabaugh has trouble with the handle, able to recover. And now it's Shea, right corner for three for the lead. Got the bounce! He somehow bounces straight up in the air and falls. And Ethan Shea's got a three-point bucket. And Gladwin has the lead, 61-60. Brown, a mid-range jumper, and no good bounce there. Shea with the rebound. Hands this one off to Bragg. We're under 4 minutes to play. And inside to Sackett. Sackett has it caught up with Juarez, and it'll stay with Gladwin. And Ryan will check back in with four fouls with 3:45 to play. Trevor Brown checks out. Doesn't look like a four-win Gladwin team, does it?
No. Oh, no. I mean, Bragg showing up in, what you say, five threes. Shea playing dominant there in the first half. Been kind of quiet right here in the second half, but hitting a three in the corner, the big man.
And Ryan's about to foul out of this game. He was in for a couple of seconds, and he just fouled out. No, they're going to give it to Juarez. Juarez with the foul. Ryan, who had already untucked his jersey.
That's a gift. That's a gift.
Ryan had already untucked his jersey, thinking that was on him, but they give it to Jack Juarez. Sackett goes to the line to shoot two.
You better take advantage if you're Jacob Ryan. Oh, man.
What a lucky man right there. Williams will check back in for Gladwin. Rodabaugh will check out. Sackett misses the first free throw. But you mentioned Ethan Shea. I mean, the guy has 22 points tonight. I mean, he's played fantastic.
He has.
Second one by Sackett is good. And that puts Gladwin up by two, 62-60.
I guess I shouldn't say a slow second half for him, a quieter second half for
Shea
than it was the first half.
He has 11 points, which is as many as he had in the first half. And Hudson Hodgins is fouled on the floor, so it'll stay with Ogama Heights. Fifth team foul on Gladwin, 3:33 to play. It's Gladwin 62, Ogama Heights 60 right here on 104.7 WKJC. Glad you're here with us, Brad Allen, Andy Beebe. Broadcasting live from Clare, the Division II District quarterfinal. Out to Ryan. Ryan up to Juarez. Juarez to Hudson. Hodgins, the freshman, inside to Ryan. Ryan goes to his left shoulder, outside to Hodgins for three, a little bit long. Rebound Shea. Now it's Bragg who brings it up. He'll stop and pop a three. No good. Rebound goes to Lucas Meade. And inside to Shea. Shea tied up by Juarez. And again, Jack Juarez does a great job of tying up the much bigger Shea. And this time it's going over to Ogama Heights. As now it'll be Jack Juarez bringing it up.
Yeah, great job, because I mean, Juarez is sitting here in this offense filling one of the biggest shoes for Ogama's team.
Juarez shot blocked by Sackett. Getzinger has it. He'll go up with it. No good. Rebound by Bragg. As now it's Williams. Williams inside to Shea. Shea outside to Williams, and a foul here on Juarez.
When you think about Juarez, yeah, he just picked up his second foul of the game, but, I mean, he had those two tie-ups, and really, he's done a great job defending. He's been defending Williams all night, this head point guard, and really, like I said, trying to fill the shoes of Merrick Hodges, and And I'd say for a guy who typically comes off the bench, he's doing pretty well.
Getzinger tips it away from Sackett. So a turnover here for Gladwin. Ogama Heights with the basketball. Down by two. Tyler Eady has got to get something going. He pump fakes, gets it back from Getzinger, goes up, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Great job creating something. That was a little bit of a give and go there from Eady to Getzinger, and the moment he dumped it off, he took off down the lane trying to find that cut through the lane, and great job just putting yourself right there on the free throw line.
Edie's made five free throws, now make it six in the contest. 62-61 our score. Here's the second shot by Tyler Eady. And it is good, and we're tied. Woodbury will check in for Meade for Gladwin. 2.5 to play. We're tied at 62. I can't say I expected this.
No.
Ogama Heights coming in on a roll lately, and Gladwin, only a 4-win team on the season.
And really, since the beginning of the game, when Ogama took off, Gladwin fought back. Since then, it's been a close game the entire way through.
Sackett mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound by Ethan Shea, and he'll make the bucket, 64-62.
That's number 10 for Shea.
Yeah, so now it's Jacob Ryan as a double-double here for Ethan Shea. Getzinger outside Juarez. And now to Hudson Hodgins. I think Ward's got to shoot that three. That's kind of his one job here outside of playing defense, as Eady will launch the three, and that's a little bit long. That one not as much in rhythm. And a rebound goes to Williams. And Gladwin has the ball up by 2.5 to play. Sackett inside, up, and got the roll. Derek Sackett puts Gladwin up by 4. Timeout, Ogama Heights will take one with them. A 1:25 to play. We'll be back in 60 seconds. It's Ogama Heights down by 4, 66-62 on your power station for sports. Gladwin over top of Ogama Heights. Here in the district quarterfinal, Ogama Heights with the basketball. 1:24 remaining. Every possession becomes so important with no shot clock. Eady out to Juarez. Back to Eady. Eady into Getzinger. Eady right side. Now he'll drive. Get into the lane. Go up and no good. Rebound goes to Williams. And cross-court pass. And a lot of trouble here for Gladwin. Timeout, Gladwin. We'll take one with them. 58 seconds remaining on your power station for sports. Ogama Heights down by 4 to Gladwin, who only had 4 wins on the season. As you know, I don't think Ogama Heights has faced a team with this type of size. This is probably new to them. With have this much size, and well, now I think we're restarting the game. Scoreboard is completely gone. Both so we'll send everybody back to the benches. There we go. Now we're good. Now I think we got it. I think we're all right.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say time was incorrect.
Set to zero. We're at full zeros. We'll take a quick break. We come back. We'll get this game back started here on your power station for sports. Six seconds now left on the clock. We're still working out the time. Now we're going back to 8 minutes on the clock.
But I mean,
try to figure this out here.
Yeah. To go back to your point, I mean, you know, coming from someone who's not really too familiar with the area and the conference setups that you guys have going on up here, but I mean, you mentioned to me that Gladwin is sitting here with 4 wins on the season. But you do mention that they come from a bigger conference, a conference that might have better teams than Ogama is used to facing. You think that kind of factor in a little bit to this matchup kind of being a little more even than we expected?
All right, so we almost got it. Now we have the 58.1 seconds up there. We have Ogama Heights with 62. Now we just need to get Gladwin up there. Right now it's 62-0, Ogama Heights.
Not what I expected.
There it is. 66-62, Gladwin over the top of Ogama Heights. We're ready to play. It's Gladwin basketball, 58 seconds remaining.
Oh, AD is not ready yet.
No, we're not. Why aren't we prepared? I think we should be just about. Oh, now we got to get the fouls up there. I'm sorry. Got to get the fouls up there.
Six
fouls for Gladwin. Five. There we go. Now we're in the fourth quarter. We got that up there as well. And we're ready for basketball. All right. The final minute of this game coming at you right here. As it's Williams, and he's fouled. So they're going to give up their one foul to give here.
I mean, if you're Orgamaw, do you do it again? Just say, forget, send him to the line? I mean, Williams hasn't made a basket yet, I don't believe, in this game.
He is not, and I would. I would just send him to the line. And that's what they're going to do as Edie pushes Bragg out of bounds. So that'll be a 1-1. And Bragg will go to the line.
That foul I do not like. I understand you want to create a foul. You want to stop the clock right away and not eat up any time. But he caught it in the worst spot to catch that ball. On his side of the court, right dead in the corner. Edie had him tucked in the corner, but that little hip check knocked him out of bounds. If you're able to just let him catch it, stop him in that corner, bring another defender in, and you got a trap set up. But at that point, he commits a foul, kind of Bills Mountain.
Free throw off, rebounded by Getzinger. Juarez quickly gets it to Edie, who shoots the three. Knock it down! Tyler Edie brings him within one. Shea has it. He loses it. It's grabbed by Hudson Hodgins. Left side, Edie. Edie into the lane. Goes up. Got it! Ogemaw Heights with the lead. Timeout, Gladwin. Ogemaw Heights takes the lead with 32 seconds left. 67-66 on your power station for sports. Five points in less than 10 seconds for the Ogemaw Heights Falcons gives them the lead, 67-66. 28 seconds remaining. Bad spot there for Gladwin, but Bragg comes away with it. Now it's Williams, 22 seconds on the clock. Williams drives baseline. Kicks it out, and it's taken away by Ryan, and he's fouled. And that'll send Ryan to the line, and he does not want to. He tried to say he passed it, and it should be out there. I'm guessing he doesn't want to be at the line.
No, he does not.
he's not excited for these free throws. This 1-1 is not what he's looking for.
That's got to be one of the first times I've seen someone like, no, that wasn't me. He's shooting free throws, not me.
He does not want to shoot these free throws. Ryan shooting a 1-1, up by one with 14 seconds left.
I mean, he's the better of the two bigs I want up there. Sorry, Getzinger, but I mean, Jacob Ryan, I wouldn't mind having him at the line.
First one by Ryan is no good. And a rebound and a foul on Getzinger. That will send Sackett to the line. And now they'll shoot a 1-1 with a chance to tie and then take the lead. 13.9 remaining. Derek Sackett, who's had a great second half. First free throw, good. And we're tied. We had a buzzer beater on her sister station, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Sackett has it here. Last free throw, 13.9 remaining. Then you got to figure Ogemaw Heights will hold for the last shot if this is a miss and a stoppage. And Jerry Getzinger's.
Oh, he's got some blood on him.
Oh, he's got blood on him. I think they will have 60 seconds.
Yeah, you got to hurry up and get that cleaned up and get that covered. Oh, looks like
he wiped it off, they're happy. There you go.
Wow. All right.
And everybody's happy. I've never seen them be that nonchalant about it. The referee takes a look, says, yeah, we're good to go. All righty. So Getzinger gets to stay in. That's huge for Ogemaw. Second free throw for the lead. Got it. Let's see if Ogemaw Heights wants a timeout. I'm not sure if they have any. Juarez, and he will. He'll cross half court and call a timeout, so we'll take one with him. We'll conclude this game when we come back on your power station for sports. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 68-67. Gladwin with a lead over Ogemaw Heights. 10.9 remaining. And Ogama Heights with the basketball. They'll try and drop a play here to win it. And it goes to Ryan. Ryan drives baseline, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line. And Woodbury comes up lame on an ankle, and
I think it looks like he took the brunt of that foul. I think he's the one that committed the foul, but I think when he landed, there's just a pile. There are about three Gladwin players that collapsed on Ryan. He could have gave that foul to anybody, any of those three, but like you mentioned, Woodbury having to get helped off by his coach and a player. That's tough to see.
So Ryan at the line, one to tie, two to take the lead. 7.8 seconds left. I did not expect him to go to Ryan. I thought Edie was getting the basketball.
Hey, one-on-one, the baseline. We talked about his athletic ability on the baseline. That was a good move.
First free throw by Ryan is good, and we're tied.
Who would have thought you put your two big guys on the free throw line? Both big, Ryan having a redemption here from his last one, but Sackett on the other end giving his team the lead. And here's Ryan here for his second free throw.
Tied at 68. Second free throw is short. Rebound goes to Bragg. 4 seconds, 3 seconds.
He's going to take it to overtime.
And they're not even, he just launches it at the buzzer, and he didn't get it. I don't think he knew how much time was left, and we're going to overtime, ladies and gentlemen. Tied at 68 on your power station for sports. Ready for overtime here on 104.7 WKJC. 4 minutes on the clock because 32 wasn't enough. How long without overtime? We've had 3 in 3 weeks or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
we had one, and then boom, one right after that. A great double overtime.
Yeah, then double overtime.
And then we get one here in districts. It's win or go home, and, man, you could feel this building night. Both fans showing out. This is a great environment.
There's the tip, and it's maintained by Ogama Heights. So both teams are still in the bonus. With one and ones coming, both teams with 8 fouls. We're tied at 68. As now it's Hudson Hodgins to Jack Juarez. Juarez inside to Ryan. Back to Juarez for three, a little short. Rebound, Hudson Hodgins, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line. That foul is on Shea.
One thing you got to think, too, if you're clear, you're sitting, you got 3:41 left. Obviously, you're just into overtime, but Ryan's still in the game, chilling there with four fouls. Here is Hudson Hodgins, hits the first free throw. Ryan's still sitting here with 4 fouls, and you still have 3:41 this game. If you can get him out early, attack him early, get him out early, and have only one big guy to have to contend with Ogama, you can run away with this game.
That is the fourth foul on Shea as well. Second free throw good for Hudson Hodgins, and Ogama Heights with the lead, 70-68. Sackett's going to pull up for three, and way short. Rebound Bragg, and he'll go to the line. And I think it's going to be Hudson Hodgins who's going to pick up the foul. Ryan has been around a lot of fouls since he's gotten four, and it's got to be terrifying him. Every time he looks at the official, every time a whistle blows.
It's like every time the whistle blows, he's near the ball. He's bodying him up, and, he's got to be careful.
First free throw by Bragg is good. Wilson Bragg has knocked down 5 threes in this contest. That's his second free throw to go along with 1 2-point bucket. There's the second free throw, and it's off. Rebound goes to...
Oh, Sackett with the rebound.
Sackett, there we go, yep. And he misses, and the rebound goes to Getzinger. Now Juarez has it. Down, up by one is Ogama Heights, 70-69. Inside Getzinger, outside Edie. Edie pump fakes into the lane, right hand, blocked, and he was fouled. He'll go to the line.
I understand he got that foul for Edie, but, man, he had well over an arm's reach there on that three-point attempt. If he just goes up with that, Edie seems to be one of the best around to do that catch and shoot. Quick catch and shoot. Merrick Hodges, he was able to find him all season long with that attempt, but... I kind of half expected him to take a shot right there. Here as Edie hits the first free throw, puts his team up by two.
That is 30 points now for Tyler Edie.
Jeez.
And we have a lane violation.
I think they're going to call that an Edie.
Shot was missed anyway. You don't typically call lane violations on a missed shot, but sure. 71-69, Ogama Heights. Bragg guarded by Edie. He'll hand this one off to Meade. Meade now to Williams. Williams to Shea. Shea thought about the three but couldn't handle it. Williams for three. A little short. Rebound Shea, and he got it. We're tied at 71. It's Ethan Shea's 11th field goal make of the day.
An 11th rebound.
24 points for Ethan Shea. Kick outside Edie. He'll try a three. He rims out. Rebound Hudson Hodgins. He's been great down there. His shot is off. Rebound is a tie-up between Getzinger and Sackett. And the arrow favors Gladwin. And with a tie at 71, 2:34 remaining in what is might just be our first overtime, it goes to Gladwin. Sackett will bring it up for the Flying G's. And this one off to Williams, who is made a few attempts today, but yet to make a shot. I think he's 0-for-4 or something along those lines. Shea pump fakes back out. Bragg for three. Knock it down! The 6-3 for Bragg. Wilson Bragg.
That's a mistake there from Hudson Hodges. I understand that he was a step and a half away from the free throw line, but I don't care. That's what, his sixth?
Edie, a pull-up three!
A good respond there from Edie, but if you're Hudson Hodges, I mean, you cannot give him any room. I don't care where he is on the court. If he's anywhere, I mean, anywhere within range, about two or three steps from the free throw or from the three-point line is within range for him.
And Williams turns this one over. Edie ahead of everybody and finishes the layup. Timeout. Gladwin will take one with him. 76-74, Ogama Heights on your power station for sports. Ogama Heights in a great play by Tyler Edie to get that steal.
It was a great job. He was able to use his defender. He had Gladwin, that was number 22, I think Bragg, on his back hip. But it was just nothing but tipping the ball ahead and using his body to get in Bragg's way to just kind of clear the lane for him and be able to get that easy bucket.
Bragg inside to Shea. Shea blocked by Getzinger, and they're going to call a foul on Jerry Getzinger. Getzinger really did not like that call. He's jumping up and down with that call.
I mean, it didn't collide with bodies in the air. Had to have got him in the arm. But, look clean from our angle.
Shea at the line. First one is up, and it is good. That makes it 76-75.
Both teams in the double bonus.
Important going the rest of the way. Second free throw is good, and we're tied at 76. 1:35 remaining in overtime. Ogama Heights and Gladwin here in the first round of districts. It's tied at 76. Juarez will just kind of dribble all the way around. Now we'll get it to Hudson Hodgins, the star freshman. Hand this one off to Tyler Edie, and now the clock killing commences here for Ogama Heights, trying to waste away this overtime a little bit. Now it's Hodgins. Hodgins, the handoff to Edie. 1:02 and counting. I don't think Ogama Heights is going to hold for one shot here. What do you think? I mean, there's no way that they just spend a minute and a half and then hold it for a final shot. I think they just might. Not a lot of ball pressure from Gladwin. You may as well.
Yeah, there's not. I mean,
you're in a no-shot clock league. 40 seconds remaining. Ogama Heights has not even thought about moving the ball forward. They're going to play for the win.
They're just thinking like, hey, yeah, if we don't have a shot clock, like it's kind of one of those things. You don't really see a lot of teams do this. You never see a lot of teams do this. But they're just kind of saying like, hey, we had the ball. It's close enough to where we don't really care. We don't care if we're going to sit for a minute and a half. We're going to sit for a minute and a half, keep it a tie.
We're down to 15 seconds. Let's see if they take a timeout. I think that I would take a timeout. 10 seconds. Edie's got to move. There it is. 7 seconds left in overtime. Edie into the lane. Goes up. No foul. Getzinger got it blocked. Edie can't get it. And that's how you burn a minute and a half and get nothing out of it.
Yeah.
We're going to double overtime. 76-76 on your power station for sports. I don't know what it is about us in Oklahoma Heights, man.
No idea.
Double overtime again. Tied at 76. Welcome in. Brad Allen, Andy Baby here with you as we're in the Division II District quarterfinal from Clare.
I mean, this team, they are fun to watch. We've seen them a lot this year, but, man, they are hanging on by a thread, trying to avoid the upset without their star point guard, Merrick Hodges.
So we tip it off again. It'll be Ryan versus, Shea gets it. Bragg ahead of everybody, and he got it. And it's a two-point lead for Gladwin, 78-76. As Bragg not showing his only second two-pointer of the day. And Edie is just thrown away, and Edie's going to go touch it, and we have an over and back, and it'll go to Gladwin, 78-76, and a rare mishap by Tyler Edie, who just flat-out missed an easy catch.
Yeah, I felt like they haven't really had a turnover in the longest time for Ogumov. It's been a clean game both sides. I only have nine for Gladwin and eight for Ogumov, but here is Hudson Hodgins is going to be taking a seat.
Yeah, Trevor Brown will check in for him. Think that he probably just needs a breather. I'm going to guess he looks tired. Edie's going to take this one away. No. Somehow Williams comes away with it, and this one's out of bounds off of Gladwin as they just couldn't ever maintain that basketball. Three different players touch it, and it'll go back to Ogama Heights. 78-76. Gladwin over top of Ogama Heights. We're in double overtime. Edie drives. Now he'll get it off to Juarez. Juarez looking for somewhere to go. Gets it back to Edie. Edie screen from Ryan. Loses the basketball. Picks it up, and he can't. He went down to a knee and stood back up. He can't do that, so that'll go back to Gladwin. Both teams may be a little tired.
Yeah, yep.
This has been an intense game.
I was going to say this is where those long practices, those conditioning training workouts kind of come in. I mean, it's the end of the season. You're playing a battle. Here's Getzinger. Getzinger gets a foul. I believe he got all ball, but he did come over the top.
And he's going to get teed up to go along with it.
Got to keep your mouth shut.
I mean, he was quite demonstrative. And then just kind of threw the basketball backwards. And so he will pick up a foul and a technical. So
we'll see where that lands him. Is that five? He's had a couple at least in this game.
And so I'm going to guess you have to go to the line to shoot two. This is five on Getzinger. And then also
the double bonus after that.
Yeah, you get double bonus plus the technical free throws. So it looks like Shea just asked him. He goes, I get four, right? I have four free throws coming, and then the basketball, correct?
That's a tough blow because, I mean, you're sitting there. We're talking about Jacob Ryan.
This is the first one.
Worried about Jacob Ryan fouling out this entire game. He was sitting here with four for the large majority of this game. Here we are sitting in double overtime, and Getzinger is the one that fouls out. Ryan's still sitting in the game with four.
Shea makes that one. And so now we get into the two technical free throws. And then the ball will go back to Gladwin. And he misses the first. It's a weird feeling. I've shot technical free throws in high school. It's a weird feeling.
Not having
anybody around you. You can tell even more. Everybody's looking at you. It's not a fun time. Second free throw by Shea is good, so he goes 2 for 4.
That's a gift if you're Ogama. You're only down by four at this point.
And if you can get a stop here, things change. If they can follow Ryan out of this contest now,
it may knock
Ogama Heights out.
I feel like Gladwin already has a mismatch down low with Trevor Brown trying to guard Sackett. That's a tough matchup.
Shea outside, he'll drive. And he goes up and can't finish. Rebound Ryan. They did exactly that. They went after Jacob Ryan, trying to foul him out. Hand off to Edie. Edie into the lane. He'll pull it back out. Good job on defense by Meade. 2.5 to play in double overtime. It's 80-76. Gladwin. Edie in the corner. Again, good defense by Meade to get out there. Hudson Hodgins, who checked in for the fouled out Getzinger, is in. And now it's Brown inside to get to Ryan, and Ryan will go to the line to shoot two.
I think I was a reach in on Williams, the point guard. Yes, it is. That'll be his fourth, I believe.
They don't put it up on the board. I think that part of the scoreboard's still not working.
Oh, that's the part I depend on.
Ryan's first free throw is good. And it makes it 80-77. Second free throw by Ryan is good as well, and it's 80-78. 2:22 to play here in double overtime. Brad Allen, Andy Beebe here with you as outside to Williams, now to Meade, Meade to Bragg. Bragg inside to Shea, taken away by Ryan. One-on-one with Ryan into the lane. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. If that's on Williams, I think that'll be five. And it's not. It's on Bragg.
That's another turnover. That's an aggressive turnover attempt there from Ryan, trying to reach over Shea and tip the ball up to himself, but successful enough.
Ryan's first free throw rims out, and he is not happy about himself missing that free throw. And so they will remain at least down by one. .207 to play in our double overtime. And second free throw off as well. That rebound goes to Sackett. And now it's Wilson Bragg bringing it up. And now it's Williams. Hunter Williams. Now it's up to Meade. Up at the top of the key. Dribbling around. Trying to find a way to get it inside, I think. Bragg now to Shea. Shea, a mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound goes to, that is Jack Juarez. 1:42 to play in double overtime. It's 80-78, Gladwin. Right side. That's Tyler Eady. Brown get the screen, and they tried to get it to Hudson Hodgins, and Williams knocks it away. 1:28 to play, and we have a stoppage timeout. Gladwin will take one with them. It's 80-78, Gladwin in double overtime on your power station for sports. Ogama Heights with the basketball, down by two, 1:28 to play in the second overtime. Ryan outside to Hudson Hodgins, now to Juarez. Jack Juarez to Tyler Eady. Tyler Eady to Ryan. Ryan at the elbow, spins in, gets it off to Hudson Hodgins, who made the layup, but Ryan was fouled on the pass, so he'll go to the line to shoot two.
I mean, if you're Gladwin, I guess that's worked out in your favor.
Better than a layup.
That was a nice leak there from Hudson Hodgins along the backside. A good find there from Ryan, but just got hacked right before he let it go.
Ryan seems to be spending the whole second overtime at the line. He makes that one.
Couldn't imagine the pressure he's been feeling here in the last few minutes.
80-79, our score. Second free throw is long. Rebound Hudson Hodgins. Hudson Hodgins gets it out to Tyler Eady. 1:08 to play in our double overtime. Ryan has it. He drives, lost it, and it's going to be grabbed, and it's going to be Gladwin basketball. Been a long night.
Ryan had to be careful. Well, he could have easily gotten a foul there on that loose ball. Hit a lot of reaching.
Hudson Hodgins going to get a steal here. Into the lane, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Picked off a bad pass. Ooh. And Jacob Ryan is saying, finally, it's not me.
The ability of him to stay on his feet there, too, that was over the outstretched arms. Here we have a timeout.
Ogama Heights back in 60 seconds with free throws on your power station for sports. Gladwin over the top of Ogama Heights. Hudson Hodgins at the line to shoot two and give Ogama Heights their first lead of the second overtime. 44 seconds remaining in this second overtime. We appreciate you hanging out late with us tonight as we come up on 9:30. Hodgins' first free throw is good, and we're tied at 80.
Hudson Hodgins, for a little flashback for our listeners, he was the recipient of the play of the year really, for the play of the season, getting that buzzer beater 3-pointer against Oscoda there on the home court, and here he has an opportunity, and he does. He makes the second. He gives Ogemaw the 1-point lead over Gladwin.
Shea will get it to Williams. Williams back to Shea, and they'll just kind of get it back now that the offense is set up. 30 seconds left. It's Ogemaw Heights 81. It's Gladwin 80. Inside. Sackett hands this one off to Meade. Meade to Williams. Inside to Shea. Shea goes up and gives Gladwin a 1-point lead. Jack Juarez with it. 15 seconds. Timeout, Ogemaw Heights. We'll be back here on your power station for sports. Ogemaw Heights basketball, 15 and a half seconds left. Down by one in the second overtime. Hodgins inbound to Edie. Edie, spin move into the lane. He goes up and he's blocked. And it's going to be out of bounds. And it'll stay with Ogemaw Heights, 8.5 seconds left.
I'm not sure if he's really, that was Sackett with the block. I'm not sure if he's really the guy you want to go after. He's had a few blocks and a few stare downs in this game.
Edie into the lane, and he's blocked again! And it's going to be a foul, and that'll send Gladwin to the line.
Man, what a tough couple possessions there for Edie. Wasn't a fan of that first drive, but that second drive, he thought he had it, but got blocked from behind. Not aware he even knew the defender was there. He had thought he had a clean shot, but that was a even cleaner block.
They get the two big men out of the rebounds, and they want the guards in so that they can easily set up the defense. First free throw by Bragg is good, and it's a 2-point lead for Gladwin. 5.2 remaining for Ogemaw Heights. I don't count them out of any game, ever.
No.
Bragg's second free throw is off. Rebound by Edie, and it's knocked away. Edie, and he's going to travel with it. Gladwin's going to win. All they have to do is inbound this one. Up 83-81. To send somebody running somewhere. And it's grabbed and a timeout for Gladwin.
So that clock should be reset to 1.5 then. I think they will, yep.
They're going to change something on there. We'll be back here on your power station for sports to wrap this one up. They now have one full second on the clock. Gladwin just pretty much has to inbound it up 83-81.
I mean, what a fight too. I mean, we talked about the records, but hey, when it's districts, records out the window, it doesn't matter. It's win or go home, and these Gladwin boys, they don't want to go home yet.
All I would do is like just throw it off of somebody. Find somebody who's not looking and hit them with the basketball. And then there you go. Your seconds off the clock. I'm not looking to inbound it to anybody.
Off the back of a defender.
Just throw it at somebody.
A few of the defenders are going to be face guarding. Yeah. A few of the defenders are going to have their backs to the ball. And
I would just throw it up towards your rim so that they can't get it all the way back in a minute. Or in a second, I mean. I would just throw it towards your rim and let somebody touch it.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, if you want to throw it up and have it be a tip ball, yeah, I don't mind throwing it down in my end, throwing it in the lane, just tossing it up. Because,
yeah.
I mean, if anything, someone's going to get a hand and just tip it. They're not going to catch it. They're just going to tip it, and that's all it is.
You are asking, I'd say, Sackett, volleyball spike it. You get up there, and you volleyball spike it.
As we sit here again.
With 58 seconds, apparently, on the clock. There it is, 1.5.
1.5, all right.
That's a little bit more time than just one. So now you may actually have to think about catching it or whatever. 1.5, that's enough to get a full shot off. Here's the inbound. Looking, and they got it to Bragg. And he's fouled before it went off. So They will have to send him to the line, and they're going to have to add some sort of time on the clock.
And here, Bragg can end it with two free throws no matter what.
Let's see what they put up there. They got to ask what's left.
Point two.
Two with the push.
Two. I'm sorry, Edie.
So Edie gets the push. Now they got to put clock up there. They're going to go with point three.
Okay.
Enough to grab and fire. That's just about it. When you have a human person operating it, you got enough to about grab and chuck it. If it's two free throws, it's a three-point game. The best they can do is tie if he misses this. If he makes this, Gladwin has won and will face Tawas on Wednesday. And he missed it. There's the fire. He didn't get it. Gladwin has defeated Ogama Heights. Only their fifth win of the season. 84-81, our final score.